60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Are you single and ready to mingle on Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
What up?
I'm not, but good for you guys.
One of my favorite websites, dating.com, just shared the results of a new survey.
Okay, yeah, I bet you do.
It's my homepage. It revealed which Halloween costumes are the most effective at winning over that special someone on Halloween night.
This is important
information. Give them to me.
Dude, it says a lot because it's like this person's funny, they're creative, they put an effort.
And
like
they're still hot.
And they're still hot, exactly.
Yeah, that's a hard line.
Well, if you can believe it, nearly 70% of respondents said funny costumes are the most attractive costume category.
Because your humor is, it says a lot about your personality.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Awesome.
It's true up until a point.
It's
exactly.
Sometimes it can backfire.
I'm not trying to be in like a big sumo outfit. Like, yeah. All right, that's the line.
It's interesting, that's for sure. You have a guy dressed up as Chris Hemsworth, Thor, over here.
Uh-oh.
And you have a guy dressed as Baby Shark over here.
Yeah.
Who are you going to pick, ladies?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Not Baby Shark.
You're not sucking face with Shark Boy.
I'd go with Mama Shark.
I mean, if we were going to talk about bringing Shark Boy home, like, he would be the one I'd bring home to meet
there
my mom.
Go.
I don't trust.
But Hemsworth, giddy up.
I don't trust these BS surveys.
You don't?
No. People always lie on these things. They're always like, oh, no, funny matters to me. I care about what's on the inside.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
true.
Chris Hemsworth? Oh, I think one of your pecs came out. Can I put it back in for you?
Says the guy who is dressed up in as little clothing as I've ever seen in a Halloween costume.
Because I know what actually wins.
Okay.
These people are liars on these surveys.
But it was The Office. I mean, we're dressed up as The Office, and you were wearing, I think, just a loincloth at one point.
Sounds like somebody noticed me.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
And they also said choose a costume that best reflects your personality. Great, which means I'm probably going as Ricky Martin again. And they suggest throwing a virtual Halloween party.
Oh, fun. Virtual. That would be fun.
This year couldn't get any worse.
I know.
Let's just move on to something better with your shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. Get the answer wrong. Your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out of the bucket because she had the shot caller last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Jose, laugh until I'm coughing. Bolaños. He loves him a pun.
That's clever. All right, Jose's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Over $8 billion is spent on the Halloween holiday every year, and in front of me, I have the top four categories of purchases where our dollars go towards most.
Oh.
I'm looking for general answers here. If you're thinking 12-foot ornamental skeleton from Walmart that costs $300, you're being too specific.
Okay.
I need you to tell me in order, Jose. What categories do we spend the most money on during Halloween each year?
Categories?
Yeah, I mean, like, the first is obvious, right?
Candy?
Costumes.
Costumes over candy. You guys think
well, I think decorations cost the most.
But you don't buy new decorations every year.
You don't?
I keep my decorations and reuse them every year.
But what if you throw like Halloween parties and you have to like rebuy decorations every year?
Or you add to it. Like my family like will buy one thing new maybe. Like
to be fair, Brooke's house is constantly covered in spider webs.
Yeah.
That's not wrong. That is not wrong, sir. The hard piece of the candy is it really depends on where you live. Because if you live out in the sticks, man, you're not buying a bunch of Halloween candy because nobody's trick-or-treating at your house.
Right.
If you live in an apartment in the city, you're probably not buying a bunch of candy either. Like, it's just those suburb people that are buying candy.
Okay, I'm going to lock in one
Although I spend a lot of money. I mean, like, we're dropping usually $60 on candy. $60 to $70
on
candy.
I'm trying to own your house.
All right, we need to get the question one more time.
$8 billion is spent every single year on Halloween, and I need you to name the top four categories that our money goes toward most in the correct order.
I'm looking
for general answers, so an Uber home for the guy you picked up in the club dressed as Bob the Builder wouldn't apply, Brooke.
Okay, I'm going to lock in number one, then I think costumes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it makes more sense than we talked about a little bit. Number two now, is it candy or decorations?
I would go candy.
What do you think, Alexis?
I almost think decorations over candy.
I think
I don't. I think when you look at candy sales, like, Halloween is number one out of the year for candy sales. Locking candy.
Okay.
Well, fine. You guys don't agree?
I don't agree.
What do you think?
I think decor you spend more money on than candy.
And you always want new stuff every year. Like, when you're at the store and you see it.
Yeah, that's what it is. My dad doesn't go to the store to get it, but all of a sudden there's a skeleton at the checkout.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
put down
what's
decor.
The fourth category, though?
Yeah, what are you
thinking?
Yeah,
that's the real question I was thinking, too.
Booze?
Or, I mean, you could say party supplies, right? Like, if you're talking, like...
I mean, decorations as party
supplies. That's why, yeah, I think that falls into that category.
Oh, I was thinking dinner. Like, we have people over to our house. Like, we do, like, open house. If you pop in, you can get a spiked cider.
That
and...
is so fancy.
Wait, when kids trick-or-treat at your house, you invite them in for dinner?
Spiked cider?
But when families come...
What are you talking about?
Do not send your children to Brooke's house. Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure this is what Hansel and Gretel, the entire plot.
Come inside, my sweets.
Scare them with the zombie and then lure them in?
No, I mean, this year will be different, but no. Usually with neighborhood friends and kids we know from school come over, we invite them in. Like, hey, come in, grab a snack before you head back out.
Okay.
That's normal.
I'm sure it is. We need to get an answer in here,
Is it on Halloween specific, or can, like, pumpkins and pumpkin patch, like, festivities count?
Oh, duh.
Okay. Right, Jake, are you ready for the final answers that are hopefully correct?
Good job,
Alexis.
Jose.
First, we're going costumes. Second, pumpkin patches. Third, decorations. Mm-hmm. Fourth, candy.
Oh.
All right.
Let's go, team.
According to our spookiest economists, these are the top four places that our money goes towards most during Halloween. Number one, the average person spends $31.50 on costumes.
Yeah! There you go.
Number two, the average person spends $26.03 on candy.
Yeah, I told you guys.
What?
Very close behind that. Number three, the average person spends $25.37 on decorations.
So decorations was right on third.
And the fourth thing that people spend their money on.
Is it pumpkin patches?
You probably get one from your mom. I know I got one.
Cards.
It's a greeting card.
I do get one from my mom every year.
Halloween greeting cards are a thing?
Yeah.
A lot of moms out there.
A lot of moms.
My grandma doesn't.
I don't send them, but yeah.
Okay.
I just realized I'm spending way too much money on costumes.
Yeah. You didn't get it right. Somebody wanted to hear you sing Thriller.
Ooh. Okay. Because this is Thriller Night. And no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike.
Jose's
you know,
doing the dance.
Thriller Night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller. Yeah! Oh!
That was perfectly timed.
It's right on the climax.
Okay, that's not, we're not going to call
right
it that.
Turn.
No, sorry about that.
But that's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tab's coming up right after this.